Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. What are you doing with your foot?
Tapping away.
Tapping away.
While you're doing a little monkey impression?
I think it was more of a gorilla impression.
Yeah. It's not deep enough to be a gorilla. It's a chimp.
I can't
it's a
help
chimp.
My lungs.
It's a chimp.
All right, it's a chimp.
It's an asthmatic
chimps
chimp.
Chimps are quite high. They go...
asthmatic chimp.
Asthmatic chimp. My dog, the dog I had access to, that my heart that I have access to is broken by, who recently died. When he found a big rock on the beach that he really loved, he'd sort of go like a chimp, like really excited.
I feel so sad about your dog dying.
I do too. It was a difficult time, and it continues to be a difficult time.
Yeah, it's a really sad thing, and it's like. It's not that you said something really interesting to me earlier when we were talking about it. I said that some people who I know have spoken to and said that, you know, losing the dog is actually harder for them than certain family members because they spend so much time with the dog and the rest of it. Mm. And you said that it's because human beings have got agency or are perceived to have all this agency and dogs haven't. So therefore you have to look after them. And it's quite poignant and it made me really sad. Mm. And the reason it made me sad is because I don't come to you for poignancy normally.
No.
It felt more impactful.
If you catch yourself at the wrong moment when you're not expecting a bit of poignancy from me.
Yeah.
Peter's poignancy moment.
It made me feel like there is something in there. There's something like
I sat you down and gave you a little Jerry Springer's thought for the day.
And then it just made me think about my two cats who I love so dearly. Mm. And obviously at some point they're going to pass away.
But cats live for ages longer though, don't they? Don't they live to 20s?
I think they live... No. It's roughly the same as small dogs. So Buckley was 15, right?
Yeah.
So I think 15 is probably...
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was older than that.
And they're both 8.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they've been such great companions throughout different phases of my life.
Well, I sort of look, because you've got another dog and you sort of go, oh, they are different, aren't they? And the love I had for Buckley, it's a different kind of love for Lola. So Lola can't replace. I thought, it's all right, Lola will be around. It's not the same. I mean, very different energies.
How's Lola taking it?
Well, there was shared stewardship of that dog, so they didn't spend quite as much time as they possibly could do. So I think, I mean, you know, the dog got put down and Lola celebrated by licking her fanny. So in the room.
I know.
I just thought,
why are you saying?
She'll never change.
Why do you use a phrase like that?
She'll never change.
Why do you use a phrase? This is the thing. See, you pull back from poignancy and go completely the other way. The pendulum just swings.
I know. There were so many horrible moments in that week or weekend that I won't go into, but that made me laugh. Like that was kind of like.
Oh, well, you'll go into that one.
I'll go to that one because the dog is licking her fanny.
Don't say it again.
We'd all do it if we could.
Do you think you're going to get? Will you get another dog, or is it just too much to think about?
Well, I don't know. Well, the Lola's doesn't like other dogs, so we're kind of stuck with this shared ownership.
So
we'll figure it out.
If you're walking Lola, and another dog comes towards her, she doesn't like it.
Any dog she'll have a go at. Apart from, like, there's a dog next door that if she sees a dog that's similar to that, like a cockapoo, black cockapoo, she's fine with. But all the other ones, I mean, she'll have a go at like Great Danes.
But how does that manifest itself? Right.
Just having a little bark and going for them.
Jeez, really?
She's only little. She thinks she's part of the pack and she has to be the leader of the pack and she feels like she's defending us. And I'm saying, Lola, don't worry about it.
No, yeah. Okay.
I could fight upwards of a Labrador, I reckon. Sorry, downwards of a Labrador.
Yeah. Have I got any food in my teeth, by the way?
It doesn't matter. It's a podcast.
No, but I just want to check. Is that like having it?
No.
And so it's Thanksgiving today, Peter.
It is. I'm thankful for dogs.
Well, I was going to say to you, I mean, you want thank
the heart I have access to is thankful for dogs.
Are you at that place that you can at least kind of be thankful for the time you spent with Buckley?
No, still Buckley? Very sad. Okay. Annoyed.
Well, that will come in time.
I think so, yes.
I think it will come in time. Thanks for sharing it with us, though, because I think that's a really nice thing to do.
That's all right. I mean, I could have gone into it deeper, but I don't want to. Cause it makes me sad.
Showing off. And is that why you've worn a bright pink blazer today, just to kind of lift your mood?
Lift my mood, yeah. Trying to cheer myself up a little bit, yeah.
Are you coming to work as well, so good for you?
I'm coming to work, yeah.
Well, some people would cry off, wouldn't they?
I just got some wires to... my wires are here, Luke.
I once interviewed...
Some of my wires are here.
True, actually, yeah. Seek solace in wires. Wrap yourself in them. I once interviewed ex-Premier League football player Chris Kirkland in his home, not long after his dog had passed away.
Mm.
And he got really sad about it, and I didn't really know what to do.
Mm. Did you sort of look away?
I'd never met him before.
I was astonished how hard it hits you.
He was fine about it and stuff, but it just felt a bit. I felt very intrusive,
right?
But I didn't mean to. Because this is basically page one stuff of what you don't do warming up for an interview with someone you don't know.
Asking about the dead dog.
You got that's a nice dog. Yeah, yeah, she's got it actually, a puppy. Yeah, new one. All right, yeah. Oh, what happened to your old one?
Oh, no. I didn't know what I was saying.
Luke,
don't ask what happened to the old one.
And then it was just a really poor... That was one of the worst one of the worst levels tests that's ever been done.
Can I get a mic check? Can you stop crying on the mic, please, Chris?
Can you count to 10?
You big tall goalkeeper.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris was a lovely, lovely man, and I'm sure he won't even remember that now.
But, I enjoy the image of...
It was tough.
I would enjoy the... I think you are the perfect... you're kind of goalkeeper, approaching goalkeeper height, you would say. So I think...
He was taller than me.
I think you interviewing... Because when like Jules interviews very tall people...
Box.
It's funny.
Just stand in the box.
It's very funny.
And it's still funny.
It's still funny.
Yeah, when she was doing that stuff with Mark Schwartz, she'd be in a box the whole time.
Who chose that?
Tom Cruise energy.
At no point did they go, Jules is 5'1",
yeah.
and Mark Schwartz is 7'.
Yeah, but they didn't... I don't think they... That's like not how they plan programmes, is it?
No, but they would sort of go, this is a television. This is a television aesthetic. This is going to look like Mick Fleetwood and Sam Fox at the Brits.
It was like Mick Fleetwood and Sam Fox at the Brits.
But better.
Yeah.
True,
it's got to be factored in. Yeah. I think as long as they're standing in one place, she can always just jump on a little box and it's fine.
That's true.
If you look on this photo outside the studio on the wall, there's a picture of me and Chris Kirk and after our interview, and there's little dogs in there. The dog got in the photo. You can't really see it because the dog's black, but if you look closer, you can see it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. I think it's in the drawer I just opened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's got taken down.
Because I just saw it a second ago.
What, who took it down?
I don't know.
Who doesn't respect? Why don't people respect my work anymore?
It was probably... We know exactly who it was.
John.
Was really it? John. Of course it was.
Fiddling. Always fiddling with stuff. You're always fiddling in a different way. You're always fiddling in a different way.
I locked the door. I did the good grace of locking the door. I get basically a crescent of photocopies of your Chris Kirkland picture. And just have a little fiddle.
Nice. By the way, you'd be proud of me. Something happened the other day.
Okay.
Which I'm not particularly proud of, but I'll tell you the story. Mm. And then it ends in quite an interesting...
Did you headshot a noob on PUBG?
Oh, I've been doing a lot
Mate,
of that.
Noob in it.
Have you seen
that? Who's a noob in PUBG in 2022? That's a question.
On my PUBG stream, right, there was a video from Monday the 7th of November.
Right.
There's a game in that stream, possibly the first game, where I took out two squads on my own.
Right, okay.
On the stream while everyone was watching. I probably have been prouder in my career, but I can't think
not
of when.
Certainly not
recently.
If you could could ask Chris Kirkland about it. Do you clip them up? Didn't put them on
someone,
your little...
The viewers clip them up for you.
What?
They put clips up there, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you can clip it up.
So they choose the clips that they like?
Yeah.
And that just appears on your thing?
Yeah, and under the clip section, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But I was, because it's live on camera and live on mic, I surprised myself doing it.
Right.
So I didn't know what to do.
Right.
So I was just like, so your face is the camera.
Yeah.
So imagine I'm looking into the camera. Mm. I was like this. I just did it. I was like, yeah, great. I was just like, look at the camera the whole time. I didn't know what to do. But anyway.
There was a guy who did I think it was 300 goals. It was a Twitch streamer. He defeated seven Dark Souls games. completely unscathed. Didn't take a hit, right?
Wow.
Now, even if you're not familiar with Dark Souls, finishing 7 video games without taking a single hit in a run.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So each game's like 30 hours, or what, I think. You know, wow. You could probably beat him quicker.
What, but he wasn't streaming the whole time?
Yeah, and he's done 7 of them in, you know, concurrently, and on each one he's not taken a hit.
It's consecutively, you mean?
Not sorry, what did I say? Yeah, sorry, not concurrently. Yeah. That'd be even more amazing. But yeah, 7 Souls games, completely unscathed. And Dark Souls games are known as being
hard.
Fucking hardest games ever.
So check my stream out, Luke Aaron Moore on Twitch. It's nothing like
nothing
that.
Nothing like that, right?
So I'm in the living room, and there's a basket of blankets in the living room. And it's like one of those things where, obviously, the basket is there.
Mm.
It's got blankets in it. You regularly get the blankets out of it and put them back, but you never move the basket, right?
Yeah.
And because, you know, why would you? And so I pulled the blankets out of the basket because I was looking for something. And the basket at the bottom had got all kind of, because it's made of like, it's like woven.
Mm.
How do I describe it? Like a woven...
Straw
kind of thing, yeah. So, and it's just old. And then the wife I've actually brought it over when she moved here, and she'd had it for ages. So anyway, we ended up we're going to chuck it away. So we chucked it away, and then we hoovered around it all underneath it and stuff. But while I was there, I was in a bit of a role because I moved the basket away. Behind the basket was a big wire basket of wires.
Oh, yeah.
Went through all them, baby boy.
Went through,
chucked about 15 out. And some of them I had never seen before. I don't know what they did, but every single decision I made, like Joaquin Phoenix's character in Gladiator, thumb up or thumb down, every single decision I made about the future of each of those wires, I thought about you.
It's interesting, isn't it, what people think, like when someone sees something, they think about a single person. You know what I mean?
The way your memory works. Yeah.
Whenever I see, is it Michael Myers? Which one's Halloween?
Halloween is Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is
Jason Voorhees is Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, yeah.
So yes, it is Halloween. It is Michael Myers. I get them too mixed up. One's a hockey mask, one's just a big rubber mask, isn't it?
Yes.
Whenever I see that mask, I think of a lad called Daniel Krupa, who went...
I know him,
Yeah, you remember. And and he, a couple of times, has dressed up as Michael Myers for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I see a Michael Myers mask on someone else's Instagram page, I think, oh, they're hanging out.
That's where your mind goes.
So that character is always indelibly kind of inked on my head, that's that person. But of course it isn't, because Michael Myers, a very popular Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And he can't be everywhere.
No, he can't.
Daniel.
Don't make that mistake and it be the real one. You'll be in big trouble.
Oh, Daniel, what's going on? Where's your dog?
Although I think he's... been killed off finally. That's now after about 24 films. I think he's finally been
killed. Right?
Jamie Lee Curtis went for one last payday, baby. But
moderate payday.
Speaking of memory of children's memories. So I was in Rye a couple of weeks ago with Sussex.
It's
Camber Sands. You've been in Camber Sands,
right?
It's the town next to Camber Sands, right? Beautiful town. I used to go there quite a lot for ATP, but I never went into the town.
I did a couple of times, and you're right, it is lovely.
And so we spent a weekend there. And next to the place we were staying was this old-fashioned sweet shop. So you walk into the sweet shop, and it's all those jars. And you buy it used to be you buy a quarter of an ounce, or whatever it was, a quarter of an ounce, a quarter of a pound?
Quarter.
And now it's 100 grams. Bloody, oi, get Brexit done, all right?
Yeah.
Metric measurements these days. So we walked past it, and it was open. We didn't go in. And I said to Mimi, look, we've got to go there, because when I was a kid on the way home to school, in my mind this happened every night, but it probably didn't. It probably happened once every 3 months. We'd go in this... sweet shop, exactly like this sweet shop, and we get choc nibs and toffee crumble,
right?
A quarter of each, and I think it'll be like 50p each. And so Mima's like, "Yeah, you know, stop, you know, crap story, shut up." But yeah, we'll do it. So the next day we did it. We were really busy, and we got there just before it closed. And this is the sound.
I'm really busy in Rye.
Yeah, well, don't ask me what I was doing, but I felt like I was busy. We got to the sweet shop, and we meant to open the door, but it wouldn't open.
Right.
Only the top
magical
half.
Tree, magical sweet
well,
shop.
Listen, only the top half of it would open.
Harry Potter.
Like a saloon door.
Right.
What they call it? A stable door.
Out and goes, I am the sweet shop horse.
I've eaten
all the sugar cubes, you can't have any of those.
It turned out to be a very right-wing man who wanted to have a conversation about American politics when he heard my wife's American accent.
Okay.
And then obviously, you know, I don't like to mention this, but I've got... you know, some
formal training,
academic qualifications in the era.
Right.
And he started talking to us. First thing he said, I mean, bear in mind, he's a guy who's retired. We found out a bit more about him. He worked for the BBC. he left the BBC because he was the only right winger man at the BBC and right. he got pissed off. That kind of story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in his 70s, right? And he's opened up a sweet shop.
Yeah. To lure Americans in?
I was about to say, yeah, what's it? I'm not going to name him, but I'm pretty sure you're going to find out who it is. in the tiny village of Rye.
Yeah, right. And Googling it.
And he wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
And guess what the first question he asked my wife, who he'd never met before?
Something about Trump?
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think about Donald Trump then? I thought to myself, in Rye in East Sussex, of all places, I genuinely just want 100 grams of toffee crumble.
Yeah.
Which all I've asked for. Mm. And it took him about 20 minutes to do it. And the whole time he was talking about right-wing people at the BBC, Donald Trump, all the rest of it. He wasn't a bad person. And I don't think he was as right-wing as he was making out. Because he just did it for effect.
I think
it was like, it was just quite tedious, and it went on for ages, and I didn't feel like I could leave.
I'm looking at it. Is that the front?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's the boy. Review. What a selection? Fabulous visit. The shopkeeper is delightful.
That was me.
That was.
That's my review.
The sweets were fantastic. Our experience was a pleasure, and we left the shop with smiles on our faces.
It was the kind of shop, Pete, that you would have spent about 50 quid in.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Here we go, grumpy, fussy owner. Well, this has gone downhill, even from the other reviews.
So that wasn't me. I don't post negative reviews on the internet.
Yeah. The server was a Scrooge-like crotchety older man. His misanthropy made me feel rather sad for him.
Misanthropy is probably... I don't want to throw fuel on that fire because it's not right, but I
because it was a memorable encounter owing to the contrast of an old curmudgeon serving confection via a stable door.
Is that honestly what they're saying?
Yes.
That's so funny.
I requested Pontefract cakes. They were disappointing. Midget gems tasted off in inverted.
Oh, there's no... Listen, I'm not having that. There was nothing wrong with the quality of the produce.
Victor Meldrew lives in Rye. You're so grumpy. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
So anyway...
Good.
What I wanted to say is... It really made me laugh because this is a really... I think this is a really interesting part of British society that I want to tap into because...
Right.
Have I told you about the...
miserable fascists.
Stop it now. Have I told you about the Caribbean Takeaway in West Norwood?
You have not.
So Caribbean Takeaway in West Norwood, where the guy who runs it is so grumpy, he won't have anyone on the premises.
How does that work?
So you have to... He's put a table across the door, and you have to shout your order in and wait on the street.
Right, and okay.
So he basically hates the general public, but he's got a customer service role and his home business depends on it. And what's actually happened... It's a good thing for him, but it's also ironic because everyone has to wait out on the street, everyone who goes past thinks it's really busy.
Right, okay,
so
yeah.
So everyone wants
a
piece of it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now it's like an absolute institution. Like every time I walk past, it's on the way back from the train station to my house, there will be, honestly, mate, no joke, on a Saturday night or Saturday evening, there will sometimes be 30 people on the street outside.
Mm.
But that's the totality of his customers because no one's allowed inside.
Right.
And I just thought to myself, you've made yourself really popular inversely by being really grumpy.
Being grumpy, yeah.
And if you have been really nice and let people back into your shop after COVID...
Nobody would want you.
No.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't know...
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
Now, I told this story to Andy Brassel, also of this parish, and he told me...
He said, where is it when I want some?
he did actually say that. He said he would like to go there. And I've eaten there and it's nice. And they're kind of, it's a takeaway, but it's nice for a takeaway. And he said to me there used to be a shop in Tooting called Mr. Video where you'd rent. It was like an independent Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And he said to me that sometimes you don't go in there, ask for a video, and the owner, if he didn't have it, tell you to fuck off. And I just thought, it's great. There must be people all over Britain running shops
yes.
and hate the public. So if you've got one or you know about them, hello@lukeandpicture.com. I want to hear about it because that is the one, in my opinion, one of the great bits of British life.
June 2019.
Yeah.
Somebody writing from California. The man here went out of his way to be rude. We came in and began to buy candy from him. When he heard the American accent, he started in on how much he loves our current president and why.
You're not even making this up, are you?
Look. It was clear by a snarky grin and persistence he was goading us. He wasn't goading you.
No, he genuinely loves him.
He does genuinely love Donald Trump. Yeah.
Isn't that funny that he does that with everyone?
And the sweets are very stale. They're very... Popped in to buy some sugar-free sweets and some others. Never again. How long have you been diabetic, he asked. He then commented on the side effects and said, fortunately, he never had to clear up the mess. Offensive and completely inappropriate remark. Oh my God, I so want to be in this fucking sweet shop. It sounds brilliant.
I don't want to defend him because the experience I had was odd. But you know me, I'm not someone who cares about an odd conversation. But his sweets weren't stale.
Yeah.
The product, in my experience, was fine.
It was fine, okay. Well, there's one in from Brighton, October 27, that ends with a sentence. What was supposed to be a positive family doubt for my terminally ill granddad was rather spoilt.
My God. It's crazy, isn't
what
it?
What a treat.
It's crazy.
Get
it's
yourself almost... down right. Just Google Rye Sweet Shop.
It's almost worth a special trip.
And it's the one with the all of the sweets in the front. Yeah. Those jars kick around for ages, though, don't they? You've got to have those sweets for like 3 years.
I bought my own jar of Toffee Crumble, 3 kilograms of it for 12 quid.
Toffee Crumble. I do like Toffee Crumble.
It's so good.
Peanut Brittle, Toffee Crumble, Toasted Tea Cakes, Punt Frat Cakes, Black Midget Gems.
Me about the Jazzies, the other little kind of... The Jazzies? Oh,
the white milk chocolate with hundreds and thousands on.
No, it's milk chocolate, not white chocolate.
Sorry, white chocolate. No, it's milk chocolate. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Right.
They're called nonpareils in the for our US listeners.
Nonpareils?
Yeah. In the UK, we call them Jazzies.
I like the, when we went to New York, I had a lot of good and plenties. Good and plenties.
Good choice.
Delicious.
Take a trip. The sweets are fine. Well, they were fine when I was there.
Fine.
The man.
The chat was fucking sweet.
But the thing about him was, because he was an ex-BBC journalist and reporter, he was quite engaging.
He had a bit about him.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
which is quite interesting. Okay. Anyway, let's have a quick break. When we come back, we'll do some batteries, because it's Thursday and that's what we do on a Thursday.
All right. Ta-ta.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And we're back. It's the Luke and Pete Show. Instead of big jars of sweets, we got big jars of deceased batteries. We found in places.
Do you want to do the usual? There was a bit of controversy.
Uh-oh.
From our friend Tom, who tweeted saying, referring to the latest episode he's listened to. Now, unfortunately, I don't have it to hand, the exact episode, but he said JA batteries, which I said are a new player, aren't a new player.
Oh,
Tom
dear.
Says, I entered them last September
right.
at the same time. This is the thing. If this doesn't sum up the Luke and Peter, nothing does. I entered them last September at the same time as telling you about my grandpa looking for porn in our family WhatsApp chat. Which I do remember.
Right, okay.
So whoever got awarded the JA new player, you have to share it with Tom. Tom gets it as well.
That's firmly in the Rory doing the running order for the batteries. So
no, because I check them, don't I?
Right. Oh, so that's
probably
fair.
It's probably on me. Yeah.
But to be fair, it's JA. It's quite hard to find.
Don't have a go at Rory as well, by the way, because he spent ages doing a lot of prep for Thanksgiving subjects and we didn't do any of them.
Oh, okay, good. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, so give us the first battery.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was thinking
that's on you. That's on you.
I was thinking about Thanksgiving. Hello, gentlemen. I moved to Fukuoka, Japan in April of this year. Luke, if I could live anywhere, I would live in Fukuoka.
Why is that?
It is a little sort of coastal town south, like on the South Island, Kyushu, in Japan, and it's fucking lovely. The food is great. Mm-hmm. The people are really lovely. Very, very different. They're like kind of the northerners of Japan, in my opinion.
Let me ask you this: what's stopping you?
What's stopping you? Exactly. Well, I wouldn't.
One day,
I wouldn't have any money. I couldn't afford it.
Could you go and live there?
No, I'd need a job. And like, imagine me.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
Imagine me trying to get a job at my age.
For me, that's a hurdle you'll find very hard to overcome.
I moved to Fukuoka, Japan in April of this year, so I knew to keep my eyes out for new players, as I don't imagine many of the listeners have bought batteries in Japan before. This battery is one I bought at a dollar store, or a 100 yen store, to be accurate. Mangan Kandenchi is written in large characters on the side, but this means manganese dry battery, so I don't think that's actually the name of the brand. I suppose the real name is simply the tiny logo of the 100 yen store in the top left, Seria, with their English tagline underneath, colour the days.
Colour the days, that's
colour
nice.
The days.
That's nice.
This is my first submission, so I'm excited to see if it's a duplicate or not. Thank you for all the content. Austin, does this count as a rebranded battery? Colour the days, Seria. Yeah, let's go, fuck it, Seria. Yeah, it's basically having an Asda battery, isn't it? So, like our pound stretcher battery or something.
But is that okay? If it is, I can tell you whether it's a new player or not.
I think we flip-flopped on it before, but I'm in the flip camp, considering we fucked up on the first one, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
New player. Well done, mate.
Seria. Colour the days.
Love that.
There'll probably be an advert for Seria on YouTube, no doubt. Anyway, Ian in Cyprus. Vinny. Just Vinny. D. I took our home officer's 10-year box of dead batteries to the recycling, and I found these three among them. We've got Fenyatech, which I think we've had before, definitely. Chameleon, which I think we've had before. Vinny. We have had Vinny before as well, though, haven't we, Vinny D?
Yeah, thank you for sending three in at once, Ian.
Lovely.
In Cyprus. I hope Cyprus
Cypriot
is nice.
Batteries.
Hope Cyprus is nice this time of year. Probably quite warm still, but maybe a bit windy. None of those three, Vinny, Fenyatech, or Chameleon, our new players. We've had them all before.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing with us anyway.
Oh, well, never mind. We have got something from Peter. Hey, Peter. I'm currently in the sunny, oh dear, Montenegrin capital, Podrocia. Podrocia? Podrocia?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Podrocia? Yeah.
Oh dear.
Do it again.
Anyway,
no, do it again.
No. And I just realised that after a week in the country, I haven't checked a single remote, for crying out loud. So I cracked up my third-party Melicone TV remote to find a sultry pair of Verbatim batteries. Now, Verbatim used to do VHS tapes, didn't it?
It's definitely a brand that I kind of recognise.
Hmm.
And I was... So, this is a tough one. So, I was absolutely sure that there's no way this is a new player.
Hmm.
Because I've definitely seen the brand before somewhere. Yeah. But there's no other evidence of it either in our Twitter page or in our email inbox.
Mm.
And so I'm going to have to give Peter the new player status.
Ooh la la! Podgorica. Podgorica.
Podgorica.
Podgorica.
Yeah. Mm,
delicious.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So two new players, Peter.
Well done.
Out of three emails. Well done. Congratulations to everyone.
Do you remember Verbatim VHS tapes?
I do. I think that's probably where I remember them from, yeah.
I do.
Mm. VHS tapes generally were... It's kind of a wild thing because when you think back at it now, looking through the lens of the present and speaking to some of our people listening who I know are probably quite a lot younger than us, it's quite a mad phenomenon to think of how you used to go about doing that stuff.
Mm.
Because I remember being in trouble before as a kid for taping over something that my mum wanted to watch with something that I wanted to watch. and when you think about it, you had a VHS tape which had, what, how much runtime on it? I thought it's 240 minutes or something.
2.5 hours, I think.
So 2.5 hours.
Could hold a long play. It could hold a couple of films, couldn't it?
So you had long play and short play. Mm. You had video plus, where you put the number in.
Yes.
Rather than set the time. But ultimately, what I used to have to do is fast forward to the end of my mum's program, stop it there, have the video cassette still in the video player, then use time and date to say when I wanted it to start recording, make sure I left it plugged in but on standby, and then it would possibly sometimes record it. Right?
Yeah. You needed to get that, what was it called, where you, there was a special code you could type in.
Video Plus, that's what
Video
I'm saying.
Plus, yeah,
so
yeah.
Later on, we got a Video Plus VCR, where for those of you listening who don't know, and maybe didn't even have it in other countries, I'm not sure, in the Radio Times, you'd find the program, and it'd give you the channel and the time. At the bottom, it'd have like an eight-digit number.
Yeah.
You'd type that into your VCR.
And it would record it automatically.
Well, it would record something automatically.
It would record that what was in that time slot automatically.
Yeah, but sometimes even then it wouldn't be right.
Right.
And so you'd, and there would be nothing worse than being like, right, I can't watch this tonight because it's on too late and my mum said I've got to go to bed. Mm. Or it's a football match. It would always be a fucking football match. And the football match would kick off at eight and you'd be too young to watch the whole thing. So you'd record the second half. No.
No, didn't happen.
Didn't always work.
So,
or it cut off the end of something.
I guess you had no access to find out who won or who lost.
Well, I think my dad would probably tell me anyway.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
But what I'm saying is it was sometimes cut off the end of a film. I remember a film, what was it? I want to say Kingpin, but I think it might have been later than that.
Right. Where Kingpin was quite adult, I seem to recall.
Yeah, it was. It's a good movie. Farrelly Brothers.
Old,
really
an old
funny.
Labour oral sex, I seem to recall.
It's really funny.
Labour, not labour.
He does, and he also sucks off a bull. Have you not seen that scene? Where he's doing tasks around the Amish farm.
That's right.
And he
right,
says, I've got
yeah.
up early and took a little bit of milk in your cow for you. And the guy goes, we don't have a cow, we've got a bull, and he's got a milk mustache. And he goes, I'm just going to go and brush my teeth. Anyway, cut off a film. I think it might have been Kingpin. Maybe it wasn't. And I never knew what the end of that film was for a very long time afterwards.
Okay.
Because the old internet wasn't working.
The old internet, you had no idea. I was looking for, on YouTube, while you were telling us about your foul VHS stories, and I was trying to find that Seria 100 yen store advert, because I thought there's probably something, you know, there's probably a cool jingle, because like some of the best kind of jingles are the secondhand or really cheap shops in Japan. There's a brand called Hard Off, inexplicably, and they do and secondhand goods, basically. It's like kind of like old guitars or VHSs or whatever they've got. Air guns, big into air guns for some reason,
right?
And Book Off as well. They sell secondhand books, and they're usually pretty well looked after. Anyway, this is the theme tune to Hard Off. It's not licensed, but
sounds like an elevator music. Elevator music.
It just plays in the shop. All the time.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible. But I was looking for Seria, and this isn't Seria, but describe what's happening. So there are a load of, I think, actors from a film that are on stage at some kind of event.
She's got a bow tie.
Some
kind of event. Yeah.
And there are some other people from the film that pulls out. And,
the Tokyo International Film Festival.
The Tokyo International Film Festival. Yeah. And then...
a mascot with a giant eye...
And a big sexy mouth.
And a big mouth
has
comes
turned
on.
Up. And he's touching... He's
touching the ankle of the lady.
Is that the Mr. Blobby of Japan?
They don't help themselves, the Japanese, kind of stuff.
I clicked on it, and that was the first thing that came up.
If you...
What is that monstrosity?
If someone's in the pub and described that scene and said, that's what Japan's like, you go, you can't say that, it's racist.
You can't...
Don't be so stereotypical about people.
I typed in one of their more famous shops.
Yeah.
And that was what came up.
I'm just saying, sometimes people don't help themselves.
They don't help themselves.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like when I've been eating like absolute dross of an evening and I come in, I've got a bad tummy. You go, Pete, you don't help yourself.
You don't help yourself.
You've got this reputation for a reason. Right. You keep being sick down your front.
I told you, but I did a Pete Donaldson last night. I told you.
Oh, you did? You made like a horrible
concoction. I started off with honest intentions, tried to make a panko breadcrumb sea bass recipe.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the bit about opening the sea bass, it was fucking off.
Right.
Which I guess can just happen with fish, I suppose. Mm. And so I had to improvise. So then by the time I got through the whole situation, the wife I have access to decided that she wasn't hungry anymore. Mm. So I ate all the chopped potatoes myself, chucked a load of pork mince on top and just had chili cheese fries. And this morning I felt dreadful.
Right, okay.
And I thought to myself, this is what Pete feels like, what, three times a week?
Should have had the bass.
Yeah, just eat it anyway.
Was it that off that it would like it just started singing? Do we do the real?
Yeah,
like Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Billy Big Mouth. It's one of those ones where you know you pull the plastic back off the packet
and you just get a whiff. And you're like, whoa!
It hits you like a ton of
cats
bricks.
Aren't even having that.
It hits you like a ton of bricks.
Blech.
Yeah, and it's funny actually you say that because both my cats didn't come anywhere near it. They'd normally come
Wild.
Flying in. but they didn't. So that's what I went through last night. But before we go, we are going to go. But before we do, I just want to give the last word to our friend Connor, who sent us a tweet a couple of days ago. I think, actually, no, it might have been a week ago or so, because we did mention it on the maybe the most recent show. He said, I love listening to the Luke and Pete show, but I tend to let them build so I can listen to them for a few years. Just gone to play them November 2021. I may have left it a bit long. So he's got a year's worth of shows to listen to. Connor then followed up 4 days later saying, I'm already on March. Hopefully at this rate, I'll be up to date by the end of the month. What is that man going through? In a week, he's listened to 6 months worth of You Compete shows.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that with better shows, and even then it's bad and hard.
I can't think of a better show.
Can't think
right
of a
now.
Better show. I know, I can't think of any many
so
myself. But
in 4 days, if you go 30, so it's basically 60 minutes a week, right? And he's listened, so he's listened to 1,560 minutes of a Luke and Pete show in the last 4 days.
It's you need to be sectioned. You need to just go away and like be protected from yourself, I think.
What must his opinions be like now?
I know.
Absolutely outrageous. Yeah. Anyway, let's get out of here. We will be back on Monday. We hope you've had a lovely Thanksgiving. It's unlikely you're going to be listening to this on Thanksgiving Day, but if you are, good luck to you.
Enjoy your pies.
If you're celebrating it.
Enjoy your big turkey.
For the rest of you outside the US, thank you very much for listening just as much.
Enjoy your steamed hams, asshole.
Yeah,
you're how they're talking
fucking
it.
Limey.
You fucking limey.
And we'll see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.